नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य कृदन्तवर्गे सप्तदशः पाठः आगस्ट् मासस्य पञ्चमः दिनाङ्कः अद्य वयं क्त्वा प्रत्ययस्य परिचयं प्राप्य प्रयोगः कथं कर्तव्यः इत्यपि जानीमः आदौ मङ्गलं पठामः योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांश्च हस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम् गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो आदौ पुनरावर्तनं किञ्चित् कुर्मः गतवर्गे तृच् प्रत्ययस्य अध्ययनम् अस्माभिः समापितम् तृच् इति प्रत्ययः प्रयोगे तृ इति श्रूयते अयं कर्त्रर्थकः प्रत्ययः अर्थात् क्रियायाः कर्तारं बोधयति कः करोति कः पचति पक्ता कः वदति वक्ता कः शृणोति श्रोता इत्येवं कर्तारं बोधयति अयं प्रत्ययः सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः भवति धातुभ्यः त्रिच् प्रत्ययस्य योजने स्मर्तव्याः अंशाः इडागमः इट् भवति वा न वा सेट् धातूनां भवति वेट् धातूनां विकल्पेन भवति अनिट् धातूनां न भवति गुणः यदि धातुः ईगन्तः अर्थात् अन्ते इ उ ऋ ल इत्येते वर्णाः सन्ति अथवा उपधायां लघुः इकारः उकारः ऋकारो वा अस्ति तर्हि गुणः भवति हल्सन्धिः हलन्ताः धातवः यदि अनिट् धातवः सन्ति तर्हि हल् सन्धिः भवति ततः त्रिच् प्रत्ययस्य त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु रूपाणि कथं भवन्ति इत्यपि दृष्टवन्तः पुल्लिङ्गे ऋकारान्तः भवति कर्तृ शब्दः कर्ता कर्तारौ कर्तारः इत्यादि रूपाणि भवन्ति स्त्रीलिङ्गे ईकारान्तः भवति शब्दः कर्तृ ई कर्त्री कर्त्री कर्त्यौ कर्त्र्यौ कर्त्र्यः इत्येवं नदीशब्दवद् रूपाणि भवन्ति नपुंसकलिङ्गे पुनः ऋकारान्तः एव शब्दः कर्तृकर्तृणी कर्तृणि इत्येवं भवति कर्तुः विशेषणत्वेन तत्तल्लिङ्गे प्रयोगः कर्तुं शक्यः तेषां शब्दानां सर्वासु विभक्तिषु रूपाणि कथं भवन्ति कथं भिन्नासु विभक्तिषु प्रयोगः क्रियते इत्यपि वयं दृष्टवन्तः त्रिच् प्रत्ययेन योगे कर्मपदं षष्ठीविभक्तौ भवति इत्यपि ज्ञातवन्तः यथा ओदनस्य पक्ता रावणस्य संहर्ता इत्यादि एवम् अस्माभिः एतावता षट् कृत् प्रत्ययाः अधीताः सन्ति किल यदि स्मरन्ति तत्र अजादिप्रत्ययाः त्रयः अन ल्युट् प्रत्ययः रूपे अन इति श्रूयते अनीय अनीयर् प्रत्ययः पुनश्च नूल् प्रत्ययः यस्य रूपेषु अक इति श्रूयते एवम् अन अनीय अक इत्येते त्रयः अजादिप्रत्ययाः अकारादिप्रत्ययाः आदौ अकारः अस्ति तथैव तकारादिप्रत्ययाः त्रयः अधीताः तुमुन् प्रत्ययः तव्यप्रत्ययः एवं तृच् प्रत्ययः एतेषां मुख्यांशान् किञ्चित् स्मरामः अर्थविशेषः कः अर्थः ल्युट् प्रत्ययः तुमुन प्रत्ययश्च भावार्थकः अर्थात क्रियां बोधयति। ल्युट् प्रत्ययः केवल क्रियां बोधयति यथा पठनं लेखनं इत्यादि। तुमुन प्रत्ययस्तु क्रिया विशेषं अर्थात क्रियार्था क्रिया, अन्यां क्रियां उद्देश्य एका क्रिया प्रवर्तते। पठितुं गच्छति, लेखितुं आगच्छति इत्येवं एका या क्रिया उद्देश्यभूता तां क्रियां बोधयति। तत्रापि भावार्थकः, भावः नाम क्रिया। अनियर् तथा तव्यप्रत्ययौ कर्मणि प्रत्ययौ विध्यर्थकौ च, अर्थात् कर्मणः विशेषणत्वेन प्रयोगः भवति। पाठः पठनीयः, कथा पठनीया, पुस्तकं पठनीयम्, एवं पाठः पठितव्यः, कथा पठितव्या, पुस्तकं पठितव्यम् इति कर्मणि प्रयोगः। विध्यादयः अर्थाः विधिः, प्रार्थना, प्राप्तकालः इत्यादयः अर्थाः अपि बुध्यन्ते। सो बोथ् आफ् देम् आर् सिनोनिमस्। यत्र यत्र अनियर् प्रत्ययान्तस्य प्रयोगः क्रियते तत्र तत्र तव्यप्रत्ययान्तमपि उपयोक्तुं शक्नुमः। सो वी केन् ईदर् यूस् अनियर् आर् तव्य, नथिङ्ग् विल् चेञ्ज्। दट् इस् नीदर् द मीनिङ्ग् नार् द यु नो द विभक्ति आर् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स्। ओके, दे आर् प्यूर् कम्प्लीट्लि सिनोनिमस् वर्ड्स्। एवमेव नुल् प्रत्ययः तृच् प्रत्ययश्च कर्त्रर्थकः, कर्तारं बोधयति। वाचकः पाठकः पाचकः, एवं वक्ता वक्ता श्रोता इत्यादि कर्तारं बोधयति। सो अगेन् नुल् अण्ड् तृच् आर् सिनोनिमस्। वी केन् यूस् ईदर् आफ् देम्, okay, with no difference to anything, neither the meaning nor to the forms of, you know, other words. Say karma pada is in shashti vibhakti for both, and so on. So both of them have the linga difference based on the the karta, and so on. Okay, so they are purely synonymous. So nul equals trich in usage, anir equals tavya, and yut is not equal to tumun, right? So there is a difference. Both of them indicate kriya, but tumun again has some additional meanings conveyed, say kriyartha kriya, or the presence of janati, ichchati, etc., and so on. Okay, so this is related to the meaning. So there is a question here, the difference between tavyat and tavya. There is actually no difference as far as the practical usage is concerned, daily usage. Okay, the only difference that the extra pakara in tavyat makes is in the swara. So yada vedeshu vaidika prayogah santi, tatra tavyat pratyayasya bhinnah swarah bhavati, tavya pratyayasya bhinnah swarah bhavati ityeva visheshah. So there is no difference in form or in usage. Okay, so अयम् एतेषां प्रत्ययानाम् अर्थे अर्थविशेषः। अग्रे पश्यामः रूपविशेषः। रूपं नाम सुबन्तरूपं यद्भवति तत्र कः विशेषः? अन ल्युट् प्रत्ययान्तशब्दाः अकारान्ताः नपुंसकलिङ्गे एव भवन्ति। क्रियां बोधयति अतः नपुंसकलिङ्गे एव प्रयोगः अकारान्तः। पठन लेखन इत्यादि अकारान्तः, पठनं पठने पठनानि, भोजनं भोजने भोजनानि इत्येवं नपुंसकलिङ्गे प्रयोगः क्रियते। सो अत्र तु सामान्यतः ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य विषये उच्यते। ओके, सो देर् आर् एस् वी सा इन् ल्युट् सम् केसस् वेर् ल्युट् इस् यूस्ड् नाट् इन् भावार्थ। फार् एक्साम्पल् इट् केन् बि यूस्ड् एस् करण, ओके, लोक्यते अनेन, सो दट् थ्रू विच् वि सी इस् लोचनम्। एवं नन्दयति, ही हू डिलैट्स् इस् नन्दनः। सो कर्तृर्थे ऐ मीन् सिमिलर् थिङ्ग्स्, बट् that is not lute, that is lieu, but those words can be in different linga. the normal lyut pratyaya, bhavarthaka lyut pratyaya is always in napumsaka linga. Okay. Next, aniyar pratyaya, trishu lingeshu api rupani bhavanti, ayam api akarantaha. Athava strilinge akarantaha. Pataniyaha, pataniya, pataniyam. Lekhaniyaha, lekhaniya, lekhaniyam. Ityevam, trishu lingeshu prayogaha. Nul pratyantasyapi trishulingeshu prayogaha bhavati sopi akarantaha pachakaha pachika pachakam tatra strilinge ikaraha bhavati tatra pullinge aka iti shruyate strilinge tu ika iti bhavati gayakaha gayika ityevam chikitsakaha chikitsika iti akarantatvena trishulingeshu prayogaha bhavati. Tumun pratyayanta shabdaha avyayani bhavanti. Ataha ekameva rupam kutrapi rupa bhedaha na bhavati. Tavya pratyayanta shabdaha punaha akarantaha trishulingeshu prayogam arahanti. Patitavyaha patitavya patitavyam iti. Trich pratyayanta shabdastu rikarantaha. Pullinge, napumsakalinge, rakarantaha, strilinge tu ikarantatvena prayogaha kriyate. So, ityevam rupasya vishaye bhedaha, prakriya visheshaha, prakriya, the process of derivation. How do we derive these from the dhatu? Okay. So, lyut pratyayasya vishaye gunaha. Gunaha sarvada igantanam bhavati laghupadhanam bhavati. Ikaranta, ukaranta, rikaranta dhatunam. Evam upadhayam laghuhu ikaraha ukarova asticet gunaha bhavati. Okay. So, ji jayanam, ni nayanam, bhu bhavanam, shru shravanam, kr karanam, tr taranam, ityevam igantanam gunaha. Likh lekhanam, mudu modanam, vrtu vartanam, iti laghu igupadhanam gunaha. Okay. So, that is the only thing which happens with guna. Sarvatrapi ejantanam dhatunam akaraha bhavati, anantaram yakaragamaha api bhavati. Okay. So, lyuti na bhavati, jnanam iti. So, jnanam, danam, ganam, ityadi, bhavati. Okay. So, aniyar pratyasya api rupani samana ritya nishpadyante. Tatrapi yatra yatra gunasya prasaktihi tatra gunaha kriyate. Okay. So, lyut and aniyar, the derivation of forms is exactly the same. Okay. Natvam api bhavati. Nakaraha asti, nakarasya yadi dhatav repaha shakarova asti tarhi natvam bhavitum arhati. Nul pratyayasya visheyetu vriddhihi athava gunaha. Kesham vriddhihi bhavati igantanam vriddhihi. Ik is iur. Tetadantanam vriddhihi bhavati. Akaraha upadhayam asti chedapi vriddhihi bhavati. Ni nayakaha. Shru shravakaha. Kr karakaha. Path pathakaha, pach pachakaha, ityevam vriddhihi bhavati, igantanam adupadhanam, hraswakaraha upadhayam yesham asti tesham cha, anyesham arthat upadhayam laghu ik varnaha, i ur asti chet, gunaha bhavati, likh lekhakaha, mud modakaha, nrit nartakaha iti. So, etesham tu tavadeva, ye takaradi pratyayaha, tesham idagamaha bhavati. So, saekaham shaha smartavyaha, gunaha yatrayatra prasaktihi saha bhavati, hal sandhihi api bhavati, trayaha amshaha api jnatavyaha bhavanti. So, this is the comparative take on the six pratyayas. Now, before moving on to a new pratyaya, Let's just quickly do a recap and see if we can remember the forms of the six which we have done so far. Say for example, pathati iti dhatuhu, pathanam, pathaniyam, pathakaha, pathitum, pathitavyam, pathita, pathitri, ityevam rupani bhavanti. Lyut, aniyar, nul, tumun, tavya, trich. Evam krameṇa anyesham dhatunam rupani vaktavyani. Evaktum icchanti hastam uttolayantu. Harmandar.
Kriḍati kriḍanam kriḍaniyam kriḍakah kriḍitum kriḍitavyam kriḍita kriḍitri.
Samyak.
Khadati.
Ha.
Khadanam khadaniyam khadaka khadakah khaditum khaditavyam khadita khaditri.
Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. Padmanabhan Mahodaya.
Lekhanam lekhaniyam lekakah lekitum lekitum lekhavyam lekita lekitri.
Samyak.
Bhavati bhavanam bhavaniyam bhavakah.
Samyak.
Bhavitum bhavitavyam bhavita bhavitri.
Uttamam. Dhanyavadaha. Next. Bhaskaran Mahalaya.
Dattanam. Bhava nartaniyam. Nartakah. Nartitum. Nartitavyam. Nartita. Nartita.
Strilinge.
Nartatri.
Nartitri. Nartita, nartitri. Evam atra karoti. Te sarvepi set dhatavaha. Anit dhatunam api samanaritya bhavati. Karoti ityasya karanam karaniyam karakaha kartum kartavyam karta kartri. Ete dadati.
Dadanam.
Danam.
Danam. Daniyam. Danakah, datakah,
dayakah,
dayakah, daktum,
datum,
datum, datavyam, datha, datri.
Samyak. Danam, daniyam, dayakah, datum, datavyam, data, datri. Dhanyadaha. Meenakshi.
Nayati. Nayanam. Nayaniyam. Nayakah. Netum. Netavyam. Neta netri.
Samyak.
Shravanam. Shravaniyam. Shravakah. Shrotum. श्रोतव्यम श्रोता श्रोत्री
सम्यक् श्रवणम श्रवणीयम श्रावक श्रोतुम श्रोतव्यम श्रोता श्रोत्री ओके सो शारदा विश्वनाथन यू हैव टू अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ
पश्यति दर्शनम दर्शनीयम दर्शकः द्रष्टुं द्रष्टव्यं द्रष्टा द्रष्टि
सम्यक् सुदर्शनम दर्शनीयम दर्शकः तत्र गुणः भवति तकारादि प्रत्ययेषु विशेषः अस्ति द्रष्टुं द्रष्टव्यं द्रष्टा द्रष्टि इति रूपाणि
पचति पचनम पचनीयम पाचकः पक्तुं पक्तव्यं पक्ता पक्त्री
सम्यक् सो पचनम पचनीयम पाचकः पक्तुं पक्तव्यं पक्ता पक्त्री इत्येवं रूपाणि ओके सो दिस इज वन वे ऑफ प्रैक्टिसिंग ओके आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू शो See, we are learning the pratyayas one by one. Okay, so as time goes on, you should also be able to remember them together. Okay, to know what each is. Okay, so you can take one set, and for whichever the dhatus you want, you can try to get the forms of the different pratyayas. Okay, so that is trying to get familiarity with the forms. It will not take much time. You just have to take the dhatus. Even oral practice will do. You don't have to write it down. It is just that it should become automatic to do that guna or to apply that naptva wherever there is a nimitta. Okay. So initially you will have to think, but as you go on, almost instinctively you will be able to give the forms because you would have become familiar by listening and by repeating. Okay. So all these language classes usually have what we call as the drills. Okay. I mean, this is like a drill. You keep doing it for many dhatus. It might appear boring initially, but it's very, very useful because it is building your vocabulary, especially because Sanskrita is not a language which we use in daily conversation or something. So we don't have that samskara, that familiarity with the forms. Okay. So by doing this, we develop that so that when we actually want to use it, when we want to speak or want to write, the forms will come automatically. Okay. And that is the purpose of doing that, the practicing with the different dhatus, the different forms, etc. Okay. It will be very, very useful. If you do it, it's just to do it orally for whichever dhatu you can think of, or just take a book and see which tingantas are there and try to guess the kridanta forms and so on. Okay, so forms are one aspect. Aparam tu prayogaha. Katham vakyeshu prayogaha kriyate. Ke niyamaha tadapi smartavyam. Yatha idanim krishnaha navanitam chorayati. Iti vakyam asti. चुरुधातुः रूपाणि कथं भवन्ति चोरणं चोरणीयं चोरकः चोरयितुं चोरयितव्यं चोरयिता चोरयित्री इत्येवं कृदन्तानां रूपाणि इदानीं ज्ञातानि इदानीम् अस्य वाक्यस्य कृष्णः नवनीतं चोरयति इत्येतद्वाक्यं कृदन्तम् उपयुज्य कथं लेखितुं शक्यते It may not be exactly the same meaning, but you know the additional meanings which the Kridantas bring in. Say, Krishnena Navanitasya Choranam. So, Choranam Itilyute, Karmapadam Shashti, Kartrapadam Tritiya. Krishnena Navanitasya Choranam. Krishnena Navanitam Choraniyam. Choraniyam Iti Vidhinasti. We are just doing it. So, choraniyam iti krishnena navanitam choraniyam. So, yada aniyar tada karmapadasya lingam vachanam vibhaktishta bhavati. Krishna Navanitasya Chorakaha. So Krishna is the stealer of Navanita butter. Okay. Krishna Navanitasya Chorakaha. Krishna Navanitam Chorayitum Ichhati. Athava Shaknoti Janati Kimopi. Krishna Navanitam Chorayitum Ichhati. Krishnena Navanitam Chorayitavyam. Krishna Navanitasya Chorayita. Okay. So a simple sentence, we can put it, so express it using all the Kridantas, the Vibhakti will change. Okay. So this has also to be practiced. How does the form fit into the sentence? Okay. So can we try that again for the same dhatus? We know the forms. So let's not do it for all, but for a few at least. Say pathati. Okay. So let's try. Those who want to try. Okay. Yes, Mahadevan Mahadaya. First,
okay.
Give me a simple Tinganta sentence. Karta Karma Kriya with Pathati.
Ramaha Pustakam Pathati.
Ramaha Pustakam. Can we have a different linga for a change instead of Pustaka?
Sita Pustakam.
No, instead of Pustaka, I mean the Karma Pada, because of the Karmani Pratyayas.
Ramaha Katha.
Katham Pathati. Ramaha Katham Pathati. Okay. Idanim.
Ramena Katha Pathaniya. Ramena Kathayaha
Pathanam. Ramena Kathayaha Pathanam.
Ramena Katha Pathaniya.
Ramena Katha Pathaniya. Sammit.
Ramaha Kathayaha Pathakaha.
Ramaha Kathayaha Pathakaha.
Ramaha Katham Patitum Ichati. Ramena Katha Patitavya. Ramaha Kathayaha Patita.
Samyak. So, evam Sarvesham Kridantanam Prayogaha. Okay, so we will see one more. Se kridati, kridati iti akarmakaha dhatuhu. Padmana, Nandakumar Mahodaya, you have to unmute yourself. Balaha kridanti.
You have given the answer.
The forms are there. You have to say, give the sentence.
Sentence. Balaha kridanam kurvanti.
No, just kridanam. So, for example, when you say Ramaha katham pathati, Ramena kathayaha pathanam. Evam.
Balaihi kridanam.
Balaihi kridanam.
Balaihi kridaniyam. Balaha kridakaha. Balaha nadyam kridum ichanti. Balaihi kriditavyam. बालाः अङ्गणे क्रीडिताः
क्रीडितारः क्रीडिता क्रीडितारौ क्रीडितारः धन्यवादाः सो खादति सौम्य विजयकुमार सीता फलानि खादति
सीता फलानि खादति सीतया फलानि
फलानां
खादनम्
सीतया
फलानां
सीतया
फलानां
सीता
नु सीतया बै सीतया सीतया फलानां खादनम् फलानि खादनीयानि सीतया फलानि खादनीयानि
सम्यक्
सीता फलानां खादिका
सम्यक्
सीता फलं खादितुम् इच्छति
फलानि
फलानि खादितुम् इच्छति सीतया फलानि खादितव्यानि सीता फलानां खादित्री
खादित्री सम्यक् ओके सो नेक्स्ट इज लिखति वेंकटेश्वरन महोदय यू हैव टू अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ
रामेण लेखनम रामेण लेखनम
कर्म नो लेटेस्ट थिंग व्हाट इज द क्रिया वाक्य रामः किं लिखति रामः
रामः रामः रामेण पाठं
ओके रामः पाठं लिखति
रामः पाठं लिखति रामेण पाठस्य लेखनम् रामेण पाठस्य लेखनीयम्
पाठः लेखनीयः
पाठः लेखनीयः राम रामः पाठं लेखकः
पाठस्य लेखकः
रामः पाठं लेखितुं गच्छति रामे रामः पाठस्य लेखितव्यं रामेण पाठस्य
पाठः
लेखितव्यं पाठः
पाठः लेखितव्यः रामेण पाठः लेखितव्यः
पाठः लेखितव्यः रामः पाठस्य लेखिता
पाठस्य लेखिता सम्यक् ओके ओके भवती नो गच्छति लेट्स ट्राइ समथिंग हियर से ओके श्रीधर महोदय प्रश्नः अस्ति वा?
हा प्रश्नः अस्ति. तत्र रामेण कथां कथायाः पठनम् रामः कथायाः पठनं करोति तदपि साधु
देर् सत् साधु एव. रामः कथायाः पठनं करोति इति साधु. देर् पठन इस् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति बिकास् वी आर् यूसिङ्ग् दट् एस् द कर्म फार् संथिङ्ग् एल्स् दट् इस् करोति. रामः कथायाः पठनं करोति, रामः कथायाः पठनेन तुष्यति एट्सेट्रा. इन् आल् दोस् केसेस् राम इस् द कर्ता फार् पठन, बट् हि इस् मेजर्लि द कर्ता फार् द करोति. Okay, so if you have only pathanam, which is in prathama vibhakti, what the sentence I mean is the reading of a lesson by Rama, not that Rama performs the reading of a lesson. Ramaha pathasya lekhanam karoti ityukte kaha arthah bhavati. Ramaha karoti, Rama does something. What does he do? He does the reading of a lesson. So yatha ramah bhojanam karoti, so he eats. But in all those cases we are treating one kriya as the karma for the other kriya, which is karoti. Okay, which is fine, which is perfectly correct, there is nothing wrong with it. But when we use only the lyudanta, that is only the reading of a lesson by Rama, tavadeva vaktum icchami तदा रामेण पाठस्य लेखनम् अथवा पठनम् दट् इस् द डिफरेन्स् इन् द विभक्ति आफ् द ल्युडन्त बिकास् इट् इस् नपुंसक वी डोण्ट् नो इफ् इट् इस् इन् प्रथम आर् द्वितीय बट् इफ् देर् इस् अनदर् क्रिया लैक् करोति देन् दिस् इस् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति. ओके, यथा रामः घटं करोति तथा रामः लेखनं करोति द्वितीया विभक्ति. So there, yes, Rama is in prathama vibhakti, but if we only use lyudanta, then it is like this. Okay, I think that will also answer the other question. Ramena patasya lekhanam ityasya arthah. Okay, so the reading of a lesson by, or the writing of a lesson by Rama ityarthah. Okay, so we will try the last one. श्रीराम महोदय दानम से
कृष्णः दानं ददाति.
नो ऐ नॉट दानं ददाति, ऐ वांट समथिंग एल्स फॉर द कर्मपद. कृष्णः
दानं
लेट अस ट्राई अ डिफरेंट लिंग. ओके, से फॉर एग्जांपल कृष्णः what else can we say? Krishnaha kim dadati, malam dadati. Okay, I just want a different linga. Krishnaha malam dadati.
Krishnena malam danam,
malayah danam.
No, malayah danam. Krishnena माला दानीया. कृष्णः मालायाः दायकः. कृष्णः मालां दातुम् इच्छति. कृष्णेन माला दातव्या. कृष्णः मालाया दाता.
सम्यक्, धन्यवादः. सो लैक् दिस् वी केन् प्राक्टिस् क्रियेटिङ्ग् सेण्टेन्सेस् फार् द डिफरेण्ट् धातुस्. ओके, सो दिस् इस् अनदर् कैण्ड् आफ् प्राक्टिस् एण्ड् मोर् इम्पार्टेण्ट् एस् इन् वी नीड् टु नो हौ टु मेक् अ करेक्ट् सेण्टेन्स् यूसिङ्ग् द फार्म्. सो इवन् इफ् वी नो द फार्म्, द अदर् थिङ्ग्स् हेव् आल्सो should also be correct. Okay, evam dvedha abhyasah kartavyah, ekam rupanam abhyasah, द्वितीयं वाक्ये प्रयोगस्य अभ्यासः. ओके, सो इदानीं अग्रे गच्छामः. सप्तमः कृत् प्रत्ययः, कृत्वा इति प्रत्ययः. ओके, रूपे त्वा इति श्रूयते. आदौ कानिचन उदाहरणानि पश्यामः. भुक्त्वा तृणानि शुष्काणि, पीत्वा तोयं जलाशयात्, दुग्धं ददति लोकेभ्यः, गावो विश्वस्य मातरः इति कश्चित् श्लोकः. गावः धेनवः किं कुर्वन्ति? शुष्काणि तृणानि भुक्त्वा, सो ईटिङ्ग् ड्रैड् ग्रास्, सो विच् इस् अवेलेबल् एव्रिवेर्, सो इट्स् नाट् अ वेरि वेल्युबल् थिङ्ग्. पीत्वा तोयं जलाशयात् एण्ड् ड्रिङ्किङ्ग् वाटर्, तोयं जलम् इत्यर्थः, फ्रम् सम् स्ट्रीम्. ओके, किं कुर्वन्ति? शुष्काणि तृणानि भुक्त्वा, जलाशयात् तोयं पीत्वा, लोकेभ्यः दुग्धं ददति. सो दे गिव् द रिच् मिल्क्, सो द मिल्क् विच् इस् रिच् इन् न्यूट्रियन्ट्स् विच् इस् वेरि वेल्युबल् फार् द पीपल्. ओके, so what we are providing them is nothing. I mean, they find grass, that too dried grass by themselves, and they find water somewhere in a stream, and they provide rich milk. Atah gavah vishvasya matarah, so the cow is like a mother for the world. So shushkani trinani bhuktva jalashaya toyam pitva dugdham dadati. ददाति, दत्तः, ददति, बहुवचने ददति, गावः ददति, यच्छन्ति इत्यर्थः. अन्यदेकं सुभाषितं पश्यामः. अकृत्वा परसन्तापम्, अगत्वा खल नम्रताम्, अनुत्सृज्य सतां वर्त्म, यत् स्वल्पमपि तद् बहु. अस्माभिः बहूनि कार्याणि क्रियन्ते, किन्तु कार्यकरणे के अंशाः स्मर्तव्याः? अकृत्वा परसन्तापम्, परेषां सन्तापम्, दुःखम् अकृत्वा. सो विथौट् मेकिङ्ग् अदर्स् आर् क्रियेटिङ्ग् सोरो फार् अदर्स्, विथौट् क्रियेटिङ्ग् डिफिकल्टीस् फार् अदर्स्, अगत्वा खल नम्रताम्, खलेषु दुष्टेषु नम्रताम्, विधेयताम् अगत्वा, दट् इस् विथौट् गिविङ्ग् इन् टु द इविल्. दट् इस् सी, समटैम्स् वी डू थिङ्ग्स् फार् सेल्फिश् रीसन्स् विच् विल् कास् सोरो और् डिफिकल्टीस् फार् अदर्स्, आर् वी डू समथिङ्ग्स् बिकास् वी आर् अफ्रेड् आफ् समबडी, समबडी आस्क्स् अस् टु डू समथिङ्ग् एण्ड् वी डू इट्. सो खल नम्रताम्, नम्रता इस् बीङ्ग् ओबीडियण्ट्, बोयिङ्ग् डौन् बिफोर् द इविल्. Okay, so without bowing down before the evil. Anutsrujya satam vartma, satam sajjananam vartma margam, anutsrujya atyaktva, so without leaving the path of the noble. Okay, so with all these three categories, so without causing any sorrow for others, without bowing down before the evil, without leaving the path of the noble, yat svalpam api, so if we are able to do even a little, adhering to all these three, tad bahu, that is quite a lot. So it is very difficult to adhere to all these three rules. Akritva parasantapam, agatva khalanamratam, anutsrijya satam vartma, yat svalpam api kriyate, so that which is done even a little, tad bahu, that is quite a lot tyarthah. So atra bhuktva, pitva, krutva, na krutva, akrutva, evam gatva, na gatva, agatva iti sarvani api ktva pratyayantani. Okay, so krutva, datva, jnatva, bhuktva, pitva, pathitva, rakshitva, ninditva, रचयित्वा, कथयित्वा इत्येते सर्वेपि शब्दाः क्त्वा प्रत्ययान्ताः. ओके, सो दिस् इस् द प्रत्यय काल्ड् क्त्वा. सो अयमपि सामान्यः प्रत्ययः सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः क्त्वा प्रत्ययस्य योजनं कर्तुं शक्यते. कदा उपयुज्यते क्त्वा प्रत्ययः? समानकर्तृकयोः पूर्वकाले. अर्थात् एकः कर्ता अनेकं कार्यं करोति. सो अ पर्टिक्युलर् कर्ता हि पर्फार्म्स् अ सीरीस् आफ् एक्शन्स्. तदा पूर्वक्रियाणां, सो फार् द अर्लियर् एक्शन्स् वि हाव् द क्त्वा प्रत्यय एडेड्. किम् उदाहरणं? पठित्वा लिखति. सेबालः पठित्वा लिखति. सो हि रीड्स् एण्ड् देन् हि रैट्स्. सो हि इस् डूयिङ्ग् टु एक्शन्स्, वन् इस् रीडिङ्ग् एण्ड् रैटिङ्ग्. सो वन् आफ्टर् द अदर्. सो द अर्लियर् क्रिया इस् गिवन् बै क्त्वा. So, pathitva likhati. So, he first reads and then writes. Gatva, kritva, agachha. So, tvam, you go, you buy, and then you come. Okay, so you have to perform three actions in a series. The first is going, the second is buying, and then coming back. So, gatva, kritva, agachha. So, snatva, bhuktva, pitva, gachati. So, takes bath, then he eats, then he drinks, and then he goes. Okay, four actions in a series. So, one after the other. So, the earlier kriyas, the purvakala, the ones which are performed earlier, can all be expressed with ktva. Okay. So, there is a question, is it different from gachati kridati cha? So, if we say gachati kridati cha, he goes and he plays. Okay, so, we don't know which he does first. Okay, I mean, because of the order, we might assume that he goes first and then he plays. But there is nothing in the kriyapada itself which will tell you what comes first and what comes later. Say, for example, saha pathati likhati cha. He reads and writes. Okay, so then it is not necessary that he first reads and then writes. He could write and then read also. Okay. So that purvakala cannot be conveyed by just the tinganta. Okay. So the that sense, purvakala, is given by the kritva. The tva pratyaya always indicates that the action happened before another action. Okay. And the karta is the same. Okay. If you write and I read, I cannot say pathitva likhati. Okay. Saha pathitva eshaha likhati. No. It is the samana karta, the same person who is performing the different actions. Okay. So there is a similar order in tumun. See, in tumun, actually the one in tumun happens later. Okay, I mean that is the purpose. So we don't even know if it happens. Patitum gachati means he goes to read. So which means the going, gamanakriya, will happen before the patanakriya. Whereas if I say patitva gachati, so reading happens before writing. Okay, so the order is reversed. And also, tumun is just an intention to do that. Whether it actually happens or not, we don't know. Whereas in ktva, it actually happens. Okay. So, that is the difference. And the order is reversed. The tumunanta is always the later kriya, whereas the ktvanta is always the former kriya. Okay. And like tumun, ktvantam api avyayam bhavati. So, it is an avyaya. So, only one form for the dhatu. No worrying about which linga, which vachana, does not matter. Okay. So, ktva pratyaha rupeshu tva kakaraha nashruyate. So, it is only the tva that we hear. So, sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha bhavati purvakalarthe. So, when there are multiple kriyas being performed by the same person, the earlier kriya, it might be one, it might be many. Any of the earlier kriyas will get the ktva pratyaya. Ktva pratyaya antaha shabdaha avyayam bhavati. Okay. So, idani mekam abhyasam kurmaha. Atra vakyani santi, atra कस्य पदस्य योजनम् इति वक्तव्यम्. चम्पकलक्ष्मी.
यस् मैडम्. बालाः शालां गत्वा पठन्ति.
शालां गत्वा पठन्ति. So they go to school and study. Read.
Aham lekhanim likhtva lekhitva agachami.
There is no
lekhanim krinitva. Lekhanim
kritva.
Kritva agachami.
Aham lekhanim kritva agachami. I will buy the
pen
and
pen. कृष्णः नवनीतं चोरयित्वा वितरति.
चोरयित्वा वितरति. He steals the butter and then distributes.
सा आभरणानि भूषित्वा नृत्यति. अलङ्कारं कृत्वा नृत्यति.
There are two options here. One is dhritva and the other is khalitva.
Khalitva, okay. Dhritva, nrityati.
Sa abharanani dhritva, nrityati.
Dhritva.
She wears the ornaments and dances. Okay.
Shishuhu, shishuhu patati,
The option here is skhalitva.
Skhalitva. Oh, nadir. Okay.
Skhalitva. Skhalanam is to stumble. Skhalitva patati. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada, madam.
So, as you can see, all the karta is the same. So, shalam gatva patanti. Say they go and then they read. So, I buy and then I come. Steals and then distributes. Wears and then dances. So stumbles and then falls. So purvakala kriya ktva pratyayantena bodhyate. Atra kanichana udaharanani pashyamaha. So ktva is actually one of the most common suffixes which is used, especially when you are narrating incidents. Okay, if you take the Ramayana or the Mahabharata. So, definitely in every three shlokas you will find one ktva. I mean, probably even more frequently. Because when you are narrating a series, you cannot break the sentence at every step. Okay. So, when you are narrating, okay, he did this and he did that and so on. So, you will get a lot of pantas. Okay. So, any Purana, any this, you will get the ktvanta very much. So whenever you are describing a series of kriyas, okay, like say for example the yogasanas, how do you do that? So you do this, so you lift your hand and then you bend and then you do on. So a sequence of actions. So wherever you have the ktva pratyaya. Okay, so very, very, very common. So let's now just see a couple of examples from the Ramayanam. Valmiki Ramayanasya Prathama Sarge. संक्षेपरामायणम् अस्ति. रामायणस्य कथा संक्षेपरूपेण उच्यते. तस्याभिषेकसम्भारान् दृष्ट्वा भार्याथ कैकयी पूर्वं दत्तवरा देवी वरमेन मयाचत विवासनं च रामस्य भरतस्याभिषेचनम्. सो दशरथः रामस्य अभिषेकं कर्तुं निश्चिनोति. तस्य अभिषेकसम्भारान् दृष्ट्वा. So, seeing the preparations, the materials which are collected for the Abhisheka, Bharya Kaikai, his wife, Dashratha's wife Kaikai, Purvam Dattavara Devi. So, she who had already earlier been given boons by the king, Varam Enam Ayachata. So, asked him for the boon, him as in Dashratha. Kim Varam Ayachata, Ramasya Vivasanam. The exile of Rama, Bharatasya Abhishechanam, the coronation of Bharata. Okay. Tathambhavati Kaikeyi Abhisheka Sambharan Drishtva Enam Varam Ayachata. So drishtva ayatata. So she sees the preparations for the abhisheka and then she asks for the vara. Okay. So drishtva ayatata iti ktva pratyaya. So tatraiva agre uchyate te vanena vanam gatva nadis tirtva bahudakaha chitrakuta manuprapya bharadvajasya shasanat ramyamavasatham krtva ramamana vanetrayah devagandharva sankashah tatrate nyamasan sukham. So idamapi tatraiva sankshepa ramayane vasti te trayah ramaha sita lakshmanascha vanena vanam gatva. So moving from one forest to the other forest. Nadihi tirtva. So crossing rivers. Kidrishyaha nadyaha bahudakaha. So crossing rivers with lots of water. Filled with water. Okay. So crossing such rivers. Chitrakutam anuprapya. So anuprapya is not strictly ktvanta. It is what we call a lyabanta. Okay, so we will see it immediately after ktva. So yatra kevalaha dhatuhu bhavati tatra ktva pratyaha upayujyate. Yatra upasargaha bhavati tatra lyap iti pratyaha ktva pratyasya sthane upayujyate. Okay, so wherever there is a upasarga for the dhatu, so in place of ktva we use lyap. Okay, but it is the same meaning, the purvakala. Okay, so chitrakutam anuprapya bharadvajasya shasanat. So by the order or by the advice of Bharadvaja, having reached chitrakuta, so moving from forest to forest, crossing over many rivers, reaching chitrakuta by the advice of Bharadvaja, ramyam avasatham kritva, so building a beautiful dwelling or a house, vane ramamanaha, so enjoying in the forest, deva gandharva sankashaha, so resembling the gods and the gandharvas, sukham nyavasan, they lived happily. Okay, so this is one series. So as you can see here, te trayaha, those three, ramaha, lakshmanaha, sita cha, vanena vanam gatva, nadihi tirtva, chitrakuta manuprapya, ramyamavasatham kritva, sukham nyavasan. So five actions he expresses in the same series. They lived happily having done all these. Okay, so each of these is purvakala. So they go from forest to forest, they cross rivers, they reach chitrakuta, they build a house and then they live happily. Okay, so as you can see, so when he is describing a series of actions, he uses ktva. Okay, so if you just read the Sankshepa Ramayana, which is the 100 shlokas of the first sarga of the Valmiki Ramayana, you will find abundant examples of the ktva pratyaya. Okay, so ktva pratyaya purvakale samana kartakayoho. So here it is the same three who are doing all this. So purvakale yatra naika kriya kriyate, so purvakalika kriyam dyotayitum ktva pratyaya upayujyate. Okay. So idanim ayam abhyasaha ktvantam upayujya kriyaha yojayata. So we have actions, so you have to join them using the ktva. Shailaja bhagini, you have to unmute.
Namo namaha. Likhitva patati.
Likhitva patati.
Gatva krinati.
Gatva krinati. Gachati krinati. Gatva krinati.
Shrutva janati.
Shrutva janati. So hears and then he knows. Dhanyavada. Bhaskaran.
Yes. Drishtva. Vrittva.
Prishtva.
Drishtva. Prishtva. Prap.
Prapnoti. Drishtva. Prishtva. praapnoti. So he sees, he asks, and then he gets. Okay. Next. Tishtva. Tishtva.
Tishtva. Kaatva. Kaadita.
Nidrati. Sthitva, khaditva, nidrati. So he stays, he eats, and then goes to sleep. Okay.
Kartva, nayatva,
kritva,
kritva, nayatva,
nitva,
nitva, vikrinati.
Vikrinati, samyak. Kritva, nitva, vikrinati. He does or he creates, he takes and then he sells. Kritva, nitva, vikrinati. Okay. So, prapnoti, yes, if prapnoti is earlier, it will be prapya because it is has the upasarga. Okay. So, for now, we will not worry about the upasarga one. Okay. Okay. So now the same this one we have the karma pada also. So evameva ktvantam upayujya kriyaha yojaniyaha. Sundararaman Mahodaya. You have to unmute yourself. No, you are muted again. You just have to click once.
Vartam Shrutva Nandati.
Vartam Shrutva Nandati. Nandati is delights, is happy. So he hears the news and he becomes happy or he delights. Okay.
Pustakam Kritva Griham Nayati.
Pustakam kritva graham nayati. So he buys a book and takes it home. Okay. Dhanyavadaha. Maithili.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Pushpani chinoti malam
grathnati.
Pushpani chitva. Pushpani chitva.
Chitva.
Chitva malam grinati.
Grathnati. So pushpani chitva malam grathnati. Grathnati is to string together, to string a garland. Chitva is to collect. So she plucks flowers and she strings a garland. She or he, whoever. The karta is not specified. So plucks the flowers and strings a garland.
Tapaha tapati varam prapnoti. Tapaha tapva varam prapnoti.
So tapaha tapva varam prapnoti. So he performs penance and obtains a boon. Okay. So even though we can say tapaha karoti, tapas tapati is a very natural prayoga in Sanskrita. Tapas taptva, it's also there in the Upanishad. Satapo tapyata, satapas taptva, annam brahmeti vyajanat, etc. The Bhrugavalli of the Taittiriya. So tapas tapati is, even though it sounds redundant, it is used very often. So tapas tapaha taptva varam prapnoti, performs penance and obtains a boon. Okay. And then okay. Gita Gopalakrishnan.
Hello.
Namaskaram. Padat.
Vastrani prakshalayitva.
Kshalayitva. I wanted to give only kshalayati. Yes. Kshalayitva.
Asake. Shoshayati.
So I'm sorry, I should have given the kshalayati and kshalayitva. Vastrani kshalayitva atape shoshayati. So she washes the cloths and dries them in sunlight. Okay. Atapa is the sun's heat.
Kridanganam gachati kridati. Kridanganam gatva kridati.
Kridanganam gatva kridati. Goes to the playground and plays. Okay. So, evam ktva pratyayasya prayogaha jnataha. Yatra ekaha karta naikam kriyam karoti. Tatra purvakalika kriyayaha ktva pratyayaha bhavati. Okay. So, there are a couple of questions. Prakshalya. Yeah. If the dhatu is prakshalayati, if the tinganta is prakshalayati, then prakshalya. So, if we use just kshalayati, it will be kshalayitva. Okay. So, that is what I intended to give. Somehow, it got with lyap. Okay. So, visheshaha nasti. Kshalayati, prakshalayati, arthaha, samanaha. So, if there is upasarga, we get lyap. Without the upasarga, we will have ktva. Okay. So, grathnati. And this is grantha dhatuhu. Yes. So, you will have the grathnati. Okay. Any other questions? Adya tavadeva. Ktva pratyayasya rupani katham bhavanti iti. Agrimavarge pashyamaha. Adya trasthagayamaha. Prashnaha santi chet prachantu. So I've lowered everybody's hands. Please raise them if you have a question. Okay. Prashna hasti chet hastam uttolayantu. Tumunaha vishaye ekaha prashna hasti. Ishu dhatoho tumun. Eshtum eshitum iti rupadvayam bhavati. Ishu dhatoho tumunante. It vikalpena bhavati eshtum eshitum iti tatra prayogasya arthaha kaha bhavati prasangam anusritya bhavati. I mean, we'll have to use some other kriya with this, say eshtum api na prabhavamaha. We cannot even desire for something. Say, etadrisham griham eshtum api na shaknumaha. So, we cannot even desire for such a palatial house or something. So, evam prayogaha katanchit prasangam anusritya kartum shakyate. Okay. Anyaha prashnaha tatra ramayane vanena vanam gatva iti katham tritiya iti satyam vastataha vanat vanam gatva iti panchamyaha prayogaha eva yujyate. He has used it in tritiya. There is no nimitta for tritiya in this case. Okay. So normal cases it has to be panchami. Arshaha prayogaha vanena vanam gatva. So but it is used, that prayoga, vanena vanam gatva, iti prayogaha, ramayane api, mahabharate api drishyate, vanat vanam gatva, ityeva arthaha prayogas. Okay. Panchamyaha eva arthaha bhavati. Rao Mohanaya?
I don't have any questions, sorry.
Okay. Maithili Mohanaya?
Lyut pratyaye yatra vu bhavanam bhavati tad vriddhi sthiti kila?
No, lyut pratyaye vriddhi nasti kila, only guna.
Vu
Yeah. Whichever dhatu, you will not have vriddhi in case of yut.
But in the case of bhu becoming bhavanam?
Bhu becomes bho by guna and then avadesha, bhavanam. No vriddhi. Vriddhi will become bhau and bhavanam.
Okay.
So bhavayati or bhavakaha, there you have the vriddhi. Bhavanam is guna.
Okay. And in the tva pratyaya, the action is completed. It's not just preceding, but it's completed before the next action, no?
Yeah. When we say purvakala, it has happened before this. Yes. That we assume.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
No, yes. Shri Ram Mahadev.
Bhagini, but the tva pratyaya can also be used to indicate future, right? Ramaha patitva vanam gamishyati or gachati.
But even there, you are implying that the patana will happen before the gamana. It is the relative previous. When I say purvakala, purvakala with reference to the multiple kriyas. So there are multiple kriyas. So one is reading and the other is going. So if you say patitva vanam gamishyati, so he will read and then he will go. So any case, the patana will happen before the gamana.
Okay. Then you are having.
So the purvakala does not mean with reference to now. So the purvakala is with reference to the final kriya that you have. Okay. So, therefore, we can also use it in the past. Say, for example, saha patitva likhitavan. Even though both of them happened earlier, among those two, which is the purvakala, only that will get ktva.
And then you are going.
Yeah. Champaka Lakshmi.
No, unmuted only. Sorry, madam.
No
problem. I had an.
Sorry? You had a?
Nice hearing to you, madam.
Okay. Dhanyavad.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Dhanyavad.
Okay. So, Mahadevan, Mahadev?
One of the Subhashitams used the word agatva. Akara indicating the opposite. Does that rule apply also in other kridantas?
In other?
Other kridanta rupas.
Kridanta.
Can I say agantum?
Agantum.
Can I say anantum? Hastotum? Can I put R in also the kumun?
Nai samasa? No, I don't think it gets samasa with that. Okay. So in Ktva, it is there. I think it is specifically because the sutra mentions samase anai purve ktvo lyap. It says the Ktva gets lyap in samasas other than nai. So probably, I mean, that is an indicator that Ktva will have nai. So as far as I know, agantum, no. I mean, I've not heard of the prayogas of other kridantas with nai. You can have some, of course. I mean, akarakaha, maybe you can have. He who does not do it. Abhokta. So, for the kartrasaka pratyayas, you can have it. Akaraniyam. Yes, for aniyar, you can have it. Anirvachaniyam. So, that which cannot be done, and so on. So, for aniyar, for tavyam, akartavyam, nakartavyam. So, you can have it. For tumun, I have not heard of it. Maybe akartum ichchati. So, that is possible. I mean, I think based on this one, it should be possible. Saha akartum ichchati. Or, I mean, he wants to undo or something. It's possible. Probably. But very rare, actually. With tumun, we have to find out if there are prayogas in this one. Okay. But should be possible. Now that I think of it, it should be possible with all of them.
Aniyar,
Yes, it is definitely possible. Akaranam. not doing akaraniyam, or as I said, anirvachaniyam is a very popular pada. So definitely yes, anya nahi can be used with the other kridantas. Yeah. Nandakumar Mahodaya. Nashruyate. Can only hear some noise and can't hear you speaking.
Can you hear me now?
Audible? Yes.
Yes, yes. My doubt is about the word kridankana. It's the quartet for playing, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's krida and ankana, isn't it?
Angana is what I mean. Kridangana is how we use it. So is angana separately should be there. Agi.
Yeah, so when it's some rule, it changes the ka into ga, is it?
No, no. The dhatu I think originally has the nakara itself. Okay. So angyate gamyate atra iti anganam. Okay. So the dhatu itself, ankana is there. Ankana is different from angana.
Okay.
Yeah. So ankana is to write or to mark. Okay. Aki chinhe or something. I mean, it is to write or mark. Whereas agi is to go. Gatau. So different dhatus. Aki and agi are two different dhatus. Okay. Sridhar Mohanai.
Yeah, one question on the learning product. Is it online only, or it is a, like a downloadable?
Which one? Or,
the learning product. Like the
Vyoma products. We have CDs for most of them. They are also downloadable versions. So most of them have both CD versions and downloadable versions. So you can buy the CD or download it. So download it and use it offline. Yeah.
Offline. Okay. Yeah. That is
it. There is a web version, a downloadable version, and this one. So the downloadable versions can be used offline. So if it is only a web version, then it should have been online. So it depends on the course, I think. Which one you want.
Will that show in the...
Yes. Our website, if you go to the digitalsanskritguru.com, you will have details. So what are all the different versions available?
Digital.
This is the website for the learning products, the digitalsanskritguru.com. So there you will get all details, or whichever versions it is available in and the price.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Prashna Hastiva, Venkateshwaran Mohanaya.
Yes, madam. This Sanskrit from home, we find the lecture materials, audio, the PDF file, and the lecture actual.
Yeah.
How long it will remain in this particular website, madam? It will disappear after 2 months, 3 months?
No. There is no period. As long as we are able to sustain the website, it will be there. So, it's a non-profit organization. So, I mean, it costs quite a bit for sustaining the website and this all. But yeah, we intend to keep it going. So as long as we are there, it will be there. There is no such, I mean, time lapse or nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. So avyayas are there, subantas or tingantas? Iti ekaha prashnaha. Avyayani subantani eva. So to all avyayas, we add the supratyayas and we delete them. so that there is no change in form, but avyayas are technically subanta. Okay. Any other questions? Oh, yes. Rao Mahalaya, Prashna Hastya.
Yeah. I have probably a philosophical question or some understanding. See, suppose I want to say, he ate and went to the playground.
Mm.
So I can say, Bhuktva Kridanganam Gacchati. Okay. And suppose I want to say, having eaten, he went to playground. Is it the same Tva or is there any other
is there a difference between saying those two in English? I mean, in intention. So having eaten means, I mean, he eats and, yeah, I mean, what is it?
No, actually, he ate and went. So the implication is he finished the eating part of it and he went.
Mm-hmm.
Having eaten, that means it implies, in my opinion, I could be wrong, in my opinion, having eaten, that means suppose this mother said, no, you can't go without eating, then we say, having eaten, having fulfilled the whatever has to be done, he went. In that context, can we use the same tva?
Yes, yes. I mean, see, that artha of whether, I mean, he was compelled to do it or whether he did it by himself, I don't think it is a shabdika. I mean, it could be known from the context. But basically, the words tell that he did something first and then he did another thing. So, you can use ktva. There is no difference. So, the ktva indicates the purvakala. So, if that is what you want, there are also other ways where you can say the same thing. Say, saha buktavan, tataha gatavan. So, you can use other words to indicate that purvakala. If you can also use ktva.
So, basically, the ktva that krutanta pratyaya is used to indicate that one act is done and then he moves on to the second one.
Yes, the act which precedes the another act. So that is what is indicated by the ktva.
Okay. Because so it doesn't matter much whether it is having done, if I am not wrong, that ing having ing in having is present continuous. So that means he just finished eating and he went. That could be also interpreted that way. Or he ate some half an hour back and then now he goes to that. So I mean, English it's a funny language and it's not so precise as
well, I don't know about the details of grammar and what it means in English, but in Sanskrit, the ktva just indicates that the purvakala. That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So bhuktva gatavan. Okay. So that's it. Any other questions? No. So we'll stop here. Okay. Rangarajan Mohanaya, you have to unmute yourself.
The same question. Having eaten fully, he could not eat further.
Hmm.
In that case, how do you say in Sanskrit?
Akantam bhuktva agre bhoktum nashaktavan. In this case, I mean, you have to split the bhojana kriya itself into two. I mean, he ate fully. If you want to say because of it, then say akantham bhuktavan ataha agre bhoktum na shaktavan. Or having eaten, I mean, you can say akantham bhuktva agre bhoktum na shaktaha. So he could not eat further.
So in both cases, it's bhuktva only.
Yes.
Bhuktum.
There is no such.
Dhanyavad. Yes.
गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. धन्यवादः.